As Avi said, this is kind of a family story, actually a dysfunctional family. There's a lot of squabbling that goes on between these characters. Is that one of the reasons that you were brought into this? Because your first big movie was a hit, Barbershop, with Ice Cube and Cedric the Entertainer. But I don't think there were many special effects in that film.
No, well, there were none. But I think that's what it was. I think Avi, and I'm glad he saw that in me, I love families arguing on screen. There's just nothing more fun than that. And, you know, it's like it's people who don't have to hold their tongues. They just can talk because they know at the end of the day it's unsaid that I love you, and if somebody tries to harm you, I'm there. But other than that, I don't like you and I don't want to be around right now. Leave me alone. And I love that kind of squabbling on camera. And when you can capture that, as I tried to do with Barbershop and definitely with this movie, Fantastic Four, if I could capture that on screen, it would bring a whole nother layer to comic book movies.
Although there's a lot less controversy in the squabbling in this film than there was in Barbershop.
It's very true. Very true.
You ruffled some feathers with that one.
Yep.
And then came Taxi, where you did have some, there were action elements.
Yeah, there were action elements. So I was introduced to effects there, but at the end of the day in Taxi, I had 25 shots, and this movie has, I think, about 900.
Yeah, so. still considering that you'd done African-American genre comedies, suddenly here you are doing a heavy CGI movie.
Yeah. I always approach this movie as I approach comedy. Comedy, I think the best comedy comes from drama, and I think even with this film, I just knew it was really, at the end of the day, it was about the family. I mean, yes, you have the special effects, and yes, somebody turns on fire and can fly. At the end of the day, I just kind of figured if I could make a good movie without the effects, then, you know, with Avi coming in with the effects and everything else, I think we'd be okay.
And Avi, that was a lesson that was learned from the Spider-Man films, wasn't it? Because people responded to them on the very human level.
Well, I think What's so unique about Marvel Comics, it's always about the character. What Stan Lee did that no one ever replicated, that he was interested in the person, and the metaphor of the powers came in really to challenge us and to see same Lionheart, you know, throughout history. It's what's inside you. And he spent his time on it. And I remember when Tim and I were first talking, the thing for directors, for our kind of material, forget the effect. Make in its core a small movie about the characters, about the family, about feelings, about what happens to all of us in life. And then they're specialists. What Tim has to know, what we have to know, is there is a guy out there that lives and dies by effects. And if Tim tells him, this is what I want to see at the end, it's his job to come and show it to him 50 times until Tim looks at it, nods his head, say, you know what? That's good. Print it. But without the dialogue, without the people talking to each other, without seeing Ben suffering and so on, you don't have a movie.